Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Yo, yo. Americans. Oh, damn, Chris.
Always chugging. Chuggy McChuggers.
God damn. I look over and you're just can up, dude.
Yeah.
Jeez, man. What's up,
hey,
dude?
He's, you know, he's celebrating Cyber Monday by getting fucking wasted.
Yeah, it is Cyber Monday.
Did you guys buy anything?
Fuck no.
I didn't either.
I just bought some stuff that wasn't on sale, but
yeah. No, because nothing is on sale anyway.
There are some good deals.
Nah, it's not.
I don't know about you, but like I get emails from like companies that I've bought from before. And yeah. So like I'll check my email. Most of them are garbage, but I'm saying, like, you know, certain bands I like, you know, Ghost and Slipknot or something, like, they'll feed in, like, hey, man, you get 40% off merch and shit. I'm like, oh, I'll go look at that.
Oh, but if you just go to a store, it's the same, yeah. It's the same price, come to find out.
And then they just, they raise it, and then they take 15% off.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff was going viral all weekend, yeah. Where, like, people were going into, like, Walmart and Target and removing, like, pulling out the Black Friday sale ticket. And it's the exact same price.
Tiss on them, though. You're not supposed to do that. Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
No, I'm just.
What's that called? Is that called price gouging?
No.
It's called,
there's a term
it's
for
called
that.
Lying.
It's just lying. So price gouging, that's a little different scenario.
And then there was a bunch of situations where they actually raised the price and then gave a sale off that and ended up coming down to the original price.
That's
anyway.
Normal.
See, that's what they do.
That's, shit.
That's like the thing.
And that's why the Black Friday sales this year have sucked compared to previous years where they're... I watched one video where they did a comparison between 2005 and now of like the Black Friday sales. Mm-hmm. And like there was like people grabbing stuff and like it was things going on. And then you look at today and like no one's in the store.
Well, it's because everything's
online.
That's part of the problem. Greg, I think you're 100% right. I think like people look at like I've seen tons of you. I'm sure you guys saw them, where they're in the store. They're like, yeah, I'm at Target right now. It's 9 a.m. No one here, dude. You know, but the problem is first of all, they've been doing the sale for a whole week already, right?
Yeah.
And so it used to
be that's stupid too.
It is, but it used to be like you didn't get that sale price until midnight that morning or 1 a.m.
Exactly, in limited amounts,
dude. And now it's very different. So like it's hard to judge it off of like. The crowd not being there in the morning, right? Because that's just not what it is anymore. And then I want to say something real quick to your point. There is a couple things that can make that tag situation actually, there's a reason for it like that. Not so much with goods like TVs per se, but let's say food. I've seen people do it with food, like Thanksgiving food. Mm-hmm. If you have like most markets, because I did the tagging. I did the pricing and the tagging and stuff when I was at the store. And like, let's say a steak, right? New York strip or something, for example, that can be volatile as far as it can change prices every day. Like it can go up down in price.
Like the Black Friday sale stuff is food.
So what I know, but hear me out though. Like if a product goes up, like the demand goes up or the price of the product goes up, you know, there's inflation, right? Mm-hmm. If it's set at $45, which is the original tag, if it went up to like 60, for example, like inflation or like there was a need issue and it went up to 60 and they brought the price back down. It's still a sale. You're just seeing the old tag still. That's why you always remove the old tag.
Well, I just feel like that wouldn't happen if you're looking at clothes, where you're looking at
That's what I'm saying.
Like not electronic not goods. No, that's not going to happen.
Probably not.
So what? Where did the term Black Friday come from? Like, why do they call it Black Friday?
I don't know.
Does anybody know?
I do know, but I forget. Hold on.
I'm gonna look that shit up.
I didn't buy shit on Black Friday, though, man. Like, honestly, I didn't buy it. I don't think I bought anything on Black Friday. This might be the first year ever that I didn't.
But the real history of Black Friday, 1980s?
I think that's when it like got popularity as far as commercializing it. But
it says it has a darker
right there. Why is it called Black Friday? Derives from the concept that businesses operate at a financial loss or are in the red until the day after Thanksgiving, when massive sales finally allow them to turn a profit.
I just looked it up on history.com. Okay. This is like a credible source.
Yeah.
The first recorded use of the term Black Friday was applied not to post Thanksgiving holiday shopping, but to the financial crisis. Specifically, the crash of the U.S. gold market on September 24th, 1869.
Yeah.
So this is basically, this is saying Wall Street financiers worked together to buy up as much as they could of the nation's gold, hoping to drive the price sky high and sell it for astonishing profits.
Yeah.
On that Friday in September, the conspiracy finally unraveled, sending the stock market into a free fall and bankrupting everyone from Wall Street barons to farmers.
Hmm.
Weird, dude.
And D's saying the same thing that we were just talking about the article. The company is getting out of the red and into the black, right? Because if you're in the red, you're losing money. Your profit's not there. And so there is that slow period of time, right? When summer's over and like, you know, the surge of summer's over and you kind of have that lull period where sales start to drop off. Most people, even in grocery or retail, will say like when Thanksgiving comes and the holidays start to happen is when they see that boost again. And then after Christmas, right into the chitter until spring, at least.
Do you know why they call it going into the black?
I don't know. Because like a metal reference.
Well, like, yeah, right. Yeah. It's like fucking Slayer is comes in the building, Black fucking Sabbath. Rips it, bro.
Yeah, man.
But like, if you look in like statistics and stuff in the data and all that shit, like the way that a graph works, it's called like a waterfall graph. Mm-hmm. It's black if it's positive and it's red if it's negative. And so you'll have like a comparison of month to month, week to week, day to day, whatever the hell you want. So black is good. Red is bad.
Yeah, that's based off the graph, which is true, right? But
exactly.
Why did they make the black and the red, you know, the red is the, you know, why those color choices?
Yeah. Very interesting. Why not green and red? You know, like a little Christmas
more festive. Yeah, a little more festive, you know? Like it sounds better like we're in the green. Good to go.
Right?
Like, we're good to
green
go.
Means money.
Yeah.
It means go. You know what I mean? Like it means we're going. We're moving.
Yep.
Yeah, that saying you're in the black would you would assume that that's a bad thing.
I feel like that's something like like a parent in the 70s would have said.
Dark on this, guys. We're in the black as black well, can be. This company's going under.
It's like tissue turns black when it dies. You know, it's like hey, we're dead. Yeah, you know, like might as well close this shit up.
The mom, 1976. You're listening to Kiss. She comes into your room. She says you're turning black.
Oh no!
Well, that actually sounds weirder when you say
it. Yeah, I know that does sound weird. It's like,
it sounds a little bit weirder when you say that.
There's a racial undertone there.
Oh my gosh, dude. Yeah, no, it's weird, man. Like we were in Galveston, and we talked a little bit about Friday, but we went shopping that day because Saturday's small business day, right? If I'm not mistaken, we weren't there for business shopping day, but we went
a Texas thing. Or is that something I just didn't know about?
No, they have it's like Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and then there's like the Cyber Monday.
What's Sunday?
I don't think Sunday's just Day of God, bro. You know what I mean? I think
it's okay.
The Lord's
Day.
Yeah.
It's the holy day.
You don't buy, you just take in Jesus. You know what I mean?
That's true.
But no, so like local businesses will do a lot of sales on that Saturday. Mm-hmm. Like they do their big sales, like small, like commerce, you know, like all this shit. But we saw some of the Black Friday sales, but we didn't buy shit. Like, we didn't go to Target. We didn't go to Walmart. We didn't do anything, dude. We just didn't do anything. It's like, we don't need anything bad enough. And honestly, like, financially, it's like, we're not going to go buy a fucking TV right now. You know? Like, we're not going to go do that shit. There's no point.
No, you know? I already have, like, 6 TVs. I don't need another one.
I mean,
dude, I saw, like, it was, like, I think it was Walmart, Westinghouse, something?
Oh, yeah.
Where they have 70-inch TVs for like $500. I'm like, what in the Sam Nuggets is this?
Yeah, but you get those and it's not what they say it is.
Yeah, they're not
exactly. They're it's probably a piece of shit.
They are. The pictures aren't as good. Like, that's what I did. I went to Walmart and I got this 55-inch TV to fit perfectly above the fireplace, like perfectly symmetrical. I was like, oh, 4K fucking TV for $300? Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
55-inch, that's awesome. The picture sucks.
Yeah.
You know what those are? You know what they're for? Bars. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, hey, we got the UFC fight this weekend. We got 770-inch TVs. Look at all these things.
Well, dude, I'm definitely not shitting on them. Because, like, we've always bought those for the kids when we actually wanted them to have their own TVs and shit. We would buy those cheap TVs because we're like, they're not giving a shit about pixels. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just, they want to see a TV.
So unless it's the movie Pixel.
Yeah, the movie Pixel.
That's true.
But at the end of the day, like, they serve a purpose. I'm not trying to dog them, but I think most of that shit you see, when you see a bicycle for $45, you're like, that's
probably, you're getting a
$45 bicycle, man. Like, it's just like, and there's nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying, like, you have to understand that you're not getting, like, some fantastic deal. You know what I mean? Like, necessarily. Like, you're paying for what you're getting. You know, it's just, but we did, to be fair, the whole, like, week in advance of Black Friday is nice. Because I take it back, we did buy stuff that was on Black Friday sales way before Black Friday. We did our Christmas shopping for the kids, most of it. Already. Yeah, we just were like, get all the shit and let's be done for the most part.
I haven't even started.
We just want to get it out of the way, bro. We just want to get, we still have stuff.
There's
to get,
something about it. There's something that I like about doing it at the last minute.
It's the thrill of it, right? I mean, is that what it is?
It's like, we're going shopping. We have to get it all tonight.
But then you're battling like those fucking savages out there, dude.
Yeah, that's fun though.
They're savage.
There's like few.
I mean, it is. It does suck because you're like, man, we got to do it like right now. But then at the same time, I'm like, we are fucking Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
This is what we're doing tonight. This is the goal. And you're on a mission.
We did that, though. I mean, we were like amped. Me and my wife went out. The grandma watched the kids. And we just went out hard, dude. We went like 3 or 4 different places. We got our lists and shit. We got the shit. Felt good. We're like, hey, we only need this, this, and this still. Yeah. Like, it's nice, dude. So I felt like we were motivated. Like, we still had fun. And we got like a little date night. You know, like we got out of the house. We got to go eat some dinner shit, you know? So, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really care about Black Friday, though. That's where I'm at with it.
I don't either.
People are saying the sales were down, though, as a whole.
Yeah, they were.
They were saying that the sales were down. And a lot of people are saying this. It's kind of that further proof that the economy is not doing well. That people are really, like, prioritizing, you know, paying bills,
that's kind of proof is in the pudding, right? Like, when the economy is not doing well, you know it's not doing well because nobody's spending any money.
Yeah.
And that, it's not doing well because of that.
It's like, were they measuring just sales on Friday or were they looking at the week before Friday? Because, like, now you have the Black Friday sale 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, sometimes a whole month.
I think they fucked themselves up by doing that.
I do, too.
Like, they should have just kept it on that day.
Well, Greg, you said it kind of earlier. There used to be a point where Black Friday, they would bring in their shipment. You know what I'm saying? And I worked retail, and I know you did on Black Fridays. Mm-hmm. You'd bring in your big truck loads. You'd have it ready to go. That day, you're setting shit up. They come in, they fucking piranhas, you know, and then it's gone.
Stampede.
And then it's gone and it's over. You know what I'm saying? Like, the product's out of your store, you move on. But it's almost like they went for a week and now they have just products sitting there. Like, it's not sold out. It's just, and then you'll see like, you know, come later, especially after Christmas, you'll see like these heavy discounted fucking cheap shit. You know, it's like, oh, a fucking 70-inch TV, that $500 TV is now $250. Get the fuck out of here. You know,
So, Sears used to do like these, God, what the hell is it called? It's like kind of like a receipt, like you'd buy it and then they would order it for you and then you'd just come pick it up later. What the hell is that called? Like
layover.
Yeah.
Layover.
Yeah, it's called,
what's the word? You know what I'm talking about.
I was going to say rebate, but I'm like, that's not the right word at all.
No, it's
layaway.
Layaway.
Layaway. Yes,
we do fucking popped in my brain there.
They don't do layaways.
Hella layaway.
That used to be a big thing.
That used to be a big thing, yeah.
Especially like Walmart and shit. But layaway was meant.
Fred Meyer still does it.
I don't know how many stores actually do it. I got to be honest with you. I don't know if a lot of stores still do layaway.
I don't know.
I mean, I bet you Walmart does.
It's probably a thing of the past.
The reason for layaway was that for people that couldn't afford something, they were able to pay on something over an extended period of time and then pay. And then once they were paid off, they could get that item. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's like almost like credit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, So, you know, if you want to, and actually a lot of guitar shops like Guitar Center shop will do layaway as well, where like you want to buy a $2,000 guitar and you don't have $2,000, you can put $1,000 down and then make a payment of like $200 a month. And then when it's paid off, your guitar, baby. You know what I mean? Mm. So it's kind of like a credit form without actually going through a credit system.
Yeah. You're like, you're paying for it, but you don't actually get it until it's paid for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is cool. I mean,
dude, they should do that for everything.
It's responsible. Honestly.
Like layaway should come like back full force and just have it for like cars and everything.
Yeah. Maybe change the name, not layaway. Like, why? Cause I get it. Like maybe like pay away, you know what I mean? Cause I'm paying away and I'm getting it.
Can you imagine like if you were like a 14-year-old kid and you're like, man, I really want this car when I turn 16, you could put a car on layaway and then you could work your summer jobs and pay for your car. And then when you're 16, you have this fucking brand new car or whatever it is.
There's issues with it though. The issues with it is most of the time on with layaway, they'd hold the product for you. And so like how much space do you have to hold all this shit? Now, especially a car, right? You imagine a lot. This is like, oh, that car is actually taken.
They have a lot of space. They could still display them. They could still display them as like, these are the cars that we have for sale. I mean, you go to car lots, there's cars that have been sitting on out there for a couple years.
I'm just talking about in large numbers, right? Like Walmart layaway, there was a lot of shit on layaway. And so they would store that shit. And they'd have to have space for that shit, you know, while people were paying.
When I get the money to buy my acreage, my big acreage that I want, I'll rent out some space so people can like store their layaway cars.
Chris is gonna. I was gonna say. I thought you were gonna say you're gonna do a layaway on the land. You're
just like, I was gonna say, dude, like 1 acre imagine? A month. Could you imagine doing a layaway on a house? You're like, hey, when I'm 75, I'll be moving in my house. Yeah, man, I'll be paying it my whole life.
That would suck. You couldn't even enjoy it. You know what I mean? Like you couldn't actually like now you get a mortgage, you get to enjoy the property while you're paying it off.
Exactly.
But with even with a car, that's the thing is people's minds are so fucking all over the place. Right. So you like, I want this thing. I'm going to put on layaway. And depending on how long you're actually doing a layaway, by the time you pay it off, do you even want that one anymore? Like, oh, there's not a new model. There's not a like that new base that came out.
Well, way cooler, that's, bro. That's kind of true. People's like interests and minds change so quickly that nowadays, like before, like. Back in the old days, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. Like, you'd still want that car. Yeah. That's the car you want. But now, like, as soon as the new one comes out, they're like, I got to have the new one now.
Yeah.
But isn't there, like, an agreement? Like, layaway has to be paid off within a certain amount of time, right? Like, we're not going to hold this for you for 4 years. Like, you have to pay this off within four or six months.
Yeah, there's an agreement. But see, my daughter's doing that with her band shit right now. Like it's a form, but she actually has it. It's a pay, you know, you lease it basically to own. Mm-hmm. So like she has her violin and it's like $1,600 or $1,400.
God.
But she, I went down and you had to put down like $60. Right. And then it's like $25, whatever it is. I don't even know if it might've been $1,100, but she will eventually like pay that off throughout school. And they were like, well, if she decides she wants to change instruments, right. They take all the money that I put into that
onto the other
instrument. They move it to the new instrument.
Yeah.
So she'll return the instrument. She could put that $500 that we have into it, into a bass guitar.
Yeah, that's what it was when I was in band.
Mm-hmm. Which is cool. I mean, that's cool because that way, like you, no matter what you put in, you get back in another thing.
I played trumpet.
I can't.
Oh, yeah.
I can't
do
that at all, dude.
You blew on that horn.
Yeah, man.
I wasn't good.
Who is
but
good?
But I did play it.
You know,
I mean, anyone that plays a trumpet in a ska band.
Yeah,
pretty good.
I've seen some pretty badass. Well,
I meant when you're doing it in school, like there was not some standout. A lot of times there wasn't standouts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and I was in a small town, so there definitely wasn't anyone.
It was the only trumpet
band
player
class that was going. that wasn't fucking happening.
Chris is in the bathroom doing hot cross buns.
You know, and you could hear it from like a mile away.
He had five people.
But that was with his
class.
Butthole. He was actually just doing that in the bathroom.
God, yeah, dude. I can imagine that. How many kids were in that class?
In my band class?
Yeah.
There was probably 20, 25.
Yeah. It's the size of most like, you know, modern ska bands, I guess. Yeah. You got a bunch of sidekicks.
I mean, there was like every thing was being played, trombones. There's people.
They had to afford somebody, right? They had to have. They had been like, Billy, you can't play the trumpet. Chris is playing trumpet.
Yeah. There was only like, that's why I played trumpet. There's the only thing left.
Oh, okay. That makes sense, right? You can't say
Once I decided to be in that class, like all the other instruments were taken.
Greg, what instrument did you always want to play that you never did? Like, what was the instrument that you were like, God, I want to do this?
Piano.
Yeah? Okay.
Ooh, yeah.
Piano. What about you, Chris?
I wished I would have just stuck with it and learned guitar more.
Okay.
Honestly.
Saxophone. I've always wanted to play the saxophone. There was a period.
Slick Willie.
There was a period of time where that was like sexy, bro. You know what I mean? Like the Michael Bolton era. Like, my dad used to tell me, he's like, all the great bands have saxophones. And
dude, my neighbor plays saxophone.
It's cool. Remember, Bill Clinton played the old sax, dude.
Slick Willie.
Super like,
but
I played the recorder.
I come home and I hear my neighbor like playing the saxophone every now and then, and I just instantly get a boner.
I'm
like,
say,
I'm in the mood right now.
Greg just gets out of his car and he's just like, brr.
I'm like, what is this?
In the driveway, he's brr.
I can see him. He looks his wife dead in the eye, and he rolls the window down in his house, and he's like, you hear that, baby?
We don't even need a record player,
man. We got the neighbors, you know?
She doesn't say a word and just goes, I know what time it is. Yep.
It's all based off the neighbor's timeline.
Yeah.
Dude, I have this. I was going to ask you guys about this. I had it Friday, and I didn't think about it, showing it, but I had these couple of videos. We don't have to play the videos, but I just want to get your take on it, man. There was this, like, I don't know if it was in, like, Indonesia somewhere, like, where it was. Dude, like, the Philippines. I don't even know. It was some area, and they were talking about how if you lose your limb, right, if you have something, an accident, you cut it off your leg, or they have to remove it, amputate it, they actually will smoke it. They will smoke the limb like a fucking piece of fucking turkey leg.
Oh,
tasty.
And they will preserve it and keep it. And they will smoke it periodically to keep it there. And then they're in their belief system, they will bury, because they think that you have to go a whole. To the afterlife.
So in order to lose limbs, they wait for the rest of your body.
So these people,
where is this from? Like, you're saying their religion.
Well, so here's the deal. Listen, I got to be real with you. I don't know that we can play the video because it's pretty fucking disgusting. First of all, they show people smoking their limbs in smokers, but a dude takes a bite of one of the fucking things, bro.
What?
He
Are you supposed to eat it?
I don't think you're supposed to, but he apparently did. You see him do it.
He's just like, man, I got smoker.
He was like,
rolling
right
now.
He's like, it's amazing.
And it smells so good.
Yeah, he smells it. And he's like, it doesn't smell bad. Like, the smoke, it actually smells delightful. Like, it's pretty gross. I don't really want to see that part of it. But I really wanted to kind of get your take on, like, is that weird? Like, because we've talked about this stuff in the past other people. Well,
yeah.
So here.
Yeah, that's weird.
Okay. I hear you.
Yes, that's weird.
No, I hear you, bro. But I'm just saying, I do totally get the idea that, like, you want to go to heaven or to whatever you believe in, right? The afterlife. You want to go complete. So the idea that you, like.
So he fucked everything up when he took a bite of it.
That's true, right?
He fucked that guy over.
No,
did he eat his own leg?
It was like a woman's leg. I think it was this gal's leg.
He fucked her over.
She smoked this thing, and then she like wrapped it in like banana leaves and kept it under her bed. And then when she dies, they put it into her coffin with her.
Not now. They're going to have to go dig through that guy's shit or something.
Well, he nibbled it, though.
Yeah, let's be real.
Is it, would it be like he nibbled it? He nibbled on it. He took a look. It wasn't
there?
I think so, yeah.
She watched him.
But like, I mean, is it different than like clipping your nails? You know, like you're losing pieces of your body. But
yes, that's different because I'm not clipping my nails and then you eating them.
Yeah, true.
But also the nail comes back.
True. That, like, yeah. But your skin, well, if it was alive, it would come back. They're like, you have to puke in the coffin now. We have to have that meat in there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. What happens if we like evolve and we decide we can start growing limbs back?
I don't think we can.
Is there religion just down the drain now?
Well, that's transhumanism. You know, the limb will be a robot. The limb.
No. I'm just saying, like, if something happens in our evolutionary process where because our skin replenishes itself, like hair, like all this stuff, even though hair is dead skin cells. But like, when do we evolve to the point where, like, if we lose a finger, it just comes back?
I don't know. I don't know with bone, like how, I don't know.
Because it's got to be all in that direction, right?
Well, that's like the freaking science fiction shows, you know, like the med bed thing, you know, where you have somebody on a different planet or something. They get their arm blown off. They get in the med bed and then in like a week or something, their arm's back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what's your feeling on like the idea that you need to be buried whole? to be like accepted.
Oh, I don't care about that.
Well, I know. Well, what if we were taught like,
I like how just that was so fucking. I don't fucking care. I love it, dude.
I don't care about that.
No, I mean, but I like in modern culture, right? We don't. Right.
Well, just think about it, dude. Like, because that was the thing back in the day. Like, you got to be buried a certain way. Like, mummies would like wrap themselves with the X and stuff on their chest. They'd like have the gold coins on, like, to pass
all their valuable possessions would be with them. Yeah.
Yes.
Right. And so, and then eventually it turned into like, let's just burn the dead bodies. But what if we were taught like that's a normal thing, but it's really not normal at all, and it ruins your process after you die? I don't know.
Well, see, if
cremation actually fucks up everything, and
we were
conditioned that it was like a new way to do this, like humanely or whatever.
I honestly don't know that. Like, I don't think that this is where I don't really buy into it. I believe like the soul is where it matters. You know what I mean? Like what you represent, how, you know, like what kind of morals you had in your life, that is carried with your soul. But at the same time, I do understand flesh means nothing, like, right? But like bone, like that part is not something that easily goes away. Like, they cremate you, bones can't, I don't know, man. It is still complete, technically. Like, you're in a pile of ash. It is technically complete in a different form.
True.
Well, if you think about like Native American cultures and stuff, like, remember Geronimo?
I remember his skull. I remember Geronimo. I don't remember really much of the story behind him.
Well, he went Geronimo and jumped off something, I think. So, yeah. But his skull was stolen by a society. I won't talk about it here, but they were sued over that skull to get it back. You know what I mean? So, like, their bones in the burial grounds are very sacred. You know what I mean? So, there's something to that.
Which is why you see
a lot of hauntings around the burial grounds,
which
right?
Which is why most of the massive hauntings, at least in the Northwest, are all surrounding around Indian burial grounds.
Like, yeah.
Those are the most active ones for some reason.
Well, especially when something wasn't properly buried, right? If somebody threw them into a wall or a concrete pad and fucking buried them, like, that could be haunted as fuck, right? You're not properly buried.
Or if they were properly buried, but somebody dug them up.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. But I got to be honest with you. I'm not, like, that opposed. Like, I wouldn't do it. Like, I'm not going to hang around with my fucking leg that's amputated. But, like, I actually don't have anything. I don't have anything against it, man. Like, we have to understand, too, that, like, other cultures, like, they value or see death in a way that we don't. Like, they're definitely not afraid of death, like a lot of Westerners are, right? They face it all the time. We've seen that one where they dig them up, put a cigarette in their mouth, and fucking, like, they don't feel uncomfortable around something that has passed, right? So having your limb and, like, you feeling like you need to have that to go to the next, like, it doesn't bother me. I just wouldn't do it. But it's a weird concept.
Yeah,
I've never seen that.
I don't really, I'm not like, you're a fuck. Get the fuck. These people need to go away because they're weird. No, it's do what you do, I guess.
Yeah, but just,
you're still weird to me.
Why couldn't you, like, cremate that leg and, like, keep the ash with you? That would have been, like, better to me.
Milk, it's easier to lose.
Dude, okay,
if you take that lid off,
the particles, the particles will fly.
You're not going to heaven now.
Yeah, but then, like,
that ash is everywhere.
You ever walked into a house?
You're not going to gather all that up.
And Greg, you were just touting yourself the other day about your pulled pork skills, right? You slow cook something, you smoke something.
Yeah.
You walk into the house, you're like, something smells good.
Does the aroma count as part of it?
Well, no, but that's my problem, though, is you go into this, like, lady's house, you smell that leg.
Oh, dude, yeah, I see what Dave's saying.
You smell,
like,
that leg.
You're cooking part of your process away. You're cooking your skin away. You're cooking, like...
I don't care. No, I don't care about that. I'm just saying, I'm saying that, like, when you smoke a leg, like, it's gonna have a smell. It's gonna, like, the aroma will be in your home. So you walk in, you're like, and that leg, it's like keeping a turkey leg under your bed. Forever.
Oh, yeah.
Like, think about that. Like, it kind of gets weird because then you just smell it. Like, it's like, I smell your leg, Nancy. You know what I mean? It's there. That's the weird part to me. But they wrap it with
leaves.
It
becomes part of, like, that house smell. Like, that new house smells like a burnt dead leg, you know?
Do you think we could play that? Like, the smoking process?
Maybe part of it, yeah.
Sure. I don't want to play the eating part. But, like, I'm just saying, like, the actual, like...
Is going to have to take some skill here, Chris. You're going to have to do cutting away.
No, I can...
Which
I can,
one is it? This one?
Yeah, it's that one. They just listen to this guy, what he said. He kind of breaks it down. There's obviously multiple parts of this, but
Is this from a TV show or is
I don't know if it, I don't know if it's a guy that's like breaking it down or if it's actually from a show. I think it actually is from a show. I don't know though.
I'll be damned. Look at that dead leg.
Just play it real quick. Yeah.
Man.
One of her legs to make preserved meat, which has remained intact for over a decade. To preserve the foot better, it needs to be smoked over the kitchen fire. The entire process takes 4 to 5 years.
It's her leg?
This is a custom
4 to 5 years? That's Vietnam. Her leg.
Any body parts that are missing or damaged are preserved in this way until the person passes away and then they are buried together. Only then can they be considered a complete person. Despite appearing like withered branches on the outside, the preserved leg is still in good condition. When a man approaches,
he's smelling it. He wants to bite that.
I'm going to pause it. Like, he's like, can I take a bite of this?
That's him taking a nibble, dude, of something.
That's not the leg.
That's not the leg.
That's what they said. It was the front, the bone of the leg. One of the front, like the.
Like the tibia, fibia, whatever.
Why would?
I don't know why you do that. I don't know why you would do
why
that.
Why would if you? If you're that chick, and this is what you're have to do to move on to the afterlife after the rest of your body goes.
Yeah.
Why? I don't understand why you'd be okay with just some random dude wanting to take a nibble off your fucking tibia.
Well, I mean, listen.
Is it a random dude? Because maybe it's a close friend, relative, but like, I know what you're saying. Like, why take that chance? You know,
we're just bypassing the whole idea that you're eating a human. And that's just,
true.
That's just nasty. Well,
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores led by Walmart and Target are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more. Find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
In some cultures, that's normal too.
That's not right. It's not right, dude. But 5 years.
Well, dude, like, I mean, what back in the day.
5 years to do this. Think about that, man. Like, what thing has this, like, brisket, maybe like, she, 18 maybe, hours? Like, wow, bro, that's a long time.
Maybe
five
she
years.
Only had 5 years left to live.
No, but I'm
and
just.
And that's how they knew how long it was.
I'm saying, like, when you smoke
dude,
that.
What?
If you smoke
what happens,
that thing.
What happens when you're, like, 3 years into this process and someone forgets to, like, light the coals and you're like, damn it, Bobby! I have my leg! I got it! You know, it just totally ruins the leg. It, like, rots away.
But my thing is like, if they smoked it for, like, a week, like, how could you possibly smoke it more? Like, what? At some point.
Eventually, it's going to become nothing.
Yeah, but we've seen brisket that somebody smoked for way too long and it's hard as a rock, bro. Yeah. Like, at what point is, like, you don't need to smoke?
Well, maybe
like,
they're,
why
maybe
years?
That's the point. Maybe they're, like, trying to petrify or, like,
they are.
Almost, like, either petrify it or, like, fossilize
petrify
it.
I feel like
it's
there.
Like petrified wood. Yeah. I feel it's like volcano. Like, when somebody gets rolled over by that volcano, you know, the magma, they just become, like, this molten freaking figure.
Magma. Yeah.
But, like, back in the day, people thought that if you had your leg blown off or some shit, you could pass that down to your kids. Be like, oh, well, shit, I can't have kids now because he'll be missing a leg, too. You know, like, we thought weird things back in the day.
See,
so maybe this is just continuation.
Let me ask you this. If you're supposed to be complete, right, and, like, we all know what a human looks like, two legs, two arms, a head, torso, the whole nine, right? What if you're born with no legs? Like, are you still considered complete?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Like you're
maybe it's just complete as you were born.
Yeah, because, right, like, God would have made you that way, right?
What if the person taking care of you after you died doesn't realize you were born that way?
I don't know. gets wild. Some real fucking out there shit. This is some like, third country shit.
What if you're born with three legs?
Well, then you could donate it to the other person that lost theirs.
That's true. Like, that leg that got eaten. You know, be like, hey, don't worry, this guy has a third leg.
It's weird, man. I do find it interesting to look how other societies view like the afterlife and view like what they need. Because like to them, if that leg went missing, she would think that like there is no, I don't get to go on.
Yeah. I think she would get to go on. She just wouldn't be complete in the afterlife. Like, she wouldn't have her whole body in the afterlife.
No, I think it says
she'd have
in
a
the
bite
thing,
mark out of her leg.
I think it says in the thing that in order to pass over, you have to be whole.
Mm.
And so I don't know that in their belief that you actually could pass over to the other world unless you go complete.
I bet she was just like, you know what? Go ahead and take a bite of it. Like, I already lost part of it, so I'm screwed anyway.
Yeah.
Go ahead and taste it. I've been smoking for 3 years.
Jeez, dude. That's so wicked.
Dude, that's like the freaking McDonald's burger that somebody finds after 14 years. Like, imagine taking a bite out of that. No way. There's no fucking way.
Even though it probably wouldn't even kill you, you know? It'd still be better than a fucking human leg.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't get, like, the whole thing is interesting. The whole eating a human meat, like, I don't understand that. I don't know why you'd even, like, entertain that fucking idea. I don't care what part of the country you're in, dude. I guess it's weird, right? Like, that's weird.
I feel like you... Unless you're in like
any port and storm, dude.
Survival mode.
Yeah.
I guess like maybe that would, I mean, I don't even know if I could do it in.
I think you would. I think you would consider it if you were on your last fucking days and you had no options.
I don't know.
Dude, I think we asked this. Like, who would you eat first?
Yeah.
And why? I think we like asked this. I feel like we all landed on Dave.
I think I have the same, I have the same opinion. I think I'd just rather die.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
that if it became between like dying and eating one of you two, I think I'd just die.
I don't know if I'm like offended by that. You know, like I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Like I feel like I would be delicious. Like I got good fat brim. You know, I got like a little fat cap that's probably renders well.
Yeah.
You know, I'm joking, but like I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying because
that renders well. What does this mean?
You know, rendering fat.
Yeah.
You know?
You gotta, when I smoke it. You know, it's got it.
I get you.
But you're right. I think like, let's say you survived, you would be living the rest of your life knowing that you ate your friend. And I don't know that would be psychologically like, I don't
know. Dude, it might make the bond even greater. You know what I mean?
I don't know, Greg. I don't
feel like my best friend saved my life. He let me eat him after he died.
What would the first shit after that meal you have? And you're just like,
oh yeah, that guy. That guy's
Greg. After you survived, you're on the toilet going.
You just jar it up. You save it.
Oh, Dave.
Yeah. And then you bury it and put a fucking cross on it, dude, and call it good.
Yeah.
You purposely just go shit in the yard so you can.
I don't.
No, so I would find your dead proper, body and go bury it next so to it. Be like, you have to be burial. Complete.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't. If you ever
see me just shitting in the yard. That would be the only reason why. Is it because I just ate one of my, had to eat one of my friends because to survive, and now I have to give them a proper
burial. I'd hope if you're in your yard, that means that you're in this home, that you would just call and be like, Dave, okay, I'm hungry. Well, can you help me?
If I'm in a yard.
Okay, just a yard.
I guess that doesn't count because I shit in the woods before, so
I feel like there'd be no excuse. I feel like there's too many options for you. You'd be better off stealing. Right. But if you were up in the mountains, up in the middle of fucking, you know, God knows where, and you had no option, none. And we did talk about that. And you're right. I don't know. I think everybody says they wouldn't. But obviously, people that were in that situation did. And so, like, what does your body do in that kind of trying time? Like, what is your mind telling you to do? Like, how crazy are you getting? With the lack of food and water and depression.
Well, it's like that movie Alive. We talked about that airplane crash where they were all in the frozen tundra. Yeah. They didn't have any food.
Yeah.
They had to eat some butt cheeks, dude.
Alive. Little,
yeah, I don't know. That would be the hardest thing.
That's actually where the term eat ass came from.
Oh.
Eating ass?
I don't
came
know.
From that
one
movie.
Because one of them drew of them drew the short straw. And that's what part they got.
Oh, man, I got to eat ass. You know, that's exactly where it came from.
Yeah, I feel like the Romans came up with that or something. You know what I mean?
Mm. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, cometh here, so I eat your ass, Billy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was like a Knights Templar ritual or something.
Yeah.
I seen that. A video today where some chick was working at like a, either like a pet store or like a what are those called for like the runaways and stuff? Like the
a shelter?
Yeah, like a pet shelter or something. Oh, okay. But she was caught on security cam taking a cat out of its cage and then eating cat shit out of the box that was in there.
Ew.
My God.
Like, she picked up the cat and was holding the cat, and then she went.
Oh, there's, see, that's.
Oh, well, this looks like a plump one.
Psychological.
And then, and then ate that, and then looked again and went back for another one.
Oh, boy. That's what is this, Almond Roca?
Like, yeah, Kitty Roca.
And so when Kitty Roca. Trump says, let's bring back mental hospitals, that is mostly the reason like, why
like, what
we
would
should.
Make you do that?
Oh, dude, people do some. You ever see just those random videos of somebody at a fucking Minute Mart or at a fucking store and they just like wipe their ass with their hand and start smelling yes. it or like eating their yes. fucking dingleberries?
I was just thinking about that. Yeah like someone who's like sniffing their own poop hand.
They do it. But like in a lesser form, so like
yeah,
normal
but sniffing, people do that. Sniffing something is not eating something. Like if you scratch your balls and then you like smell you balls. Smell your balls, you're like, oh, jeez, yeah, I didn't take a shower.
Yeah, that's, but see, you're checking to take a
but
shower.
But then, like, you're not wiping your ass with no toilet paper and then going.
Yeah. What's that one movie with Joel McHale in it where he's sniffing his fingers all the time? You know what I mean? Like, no. Every scene, he's like, Nancy, I was thinking we could go out for a drink tonight.
I don't know.
It's like sniffing his fingers.
I feel
it was like so creepy, but it was hilarious.
Is one thing. I feel like, remember, like, you had your ears gauged out and you get that fucking ear cheese and you kind of. Get a little whiff, like, is it bad today? Is it not
oh,
good?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that, but see, that's the thing, though, is if you're, like, checking for, like, you rub your balls, and you're like, whoa, I need a shower, dude. Like, these are dirty balls. You're checking, like, it's almost like a primitive thing. Like, this is how I'm checking myself for dirt. But if you, like, if you wipe your ass, or you, like, put your hand in your butt crack, and then you just smell it, like, not just, like, take a whiff, but I'm talking, like, continuously smell it for a couple minutes. Remember that video of the girl? Who had her hand down her boyfriend or husband's butt?
Oh,
crack,
yeah.
And yep. she was like,
playing they were like a baseball butt, game.
And she was like smelling his, like, what? What?
Yeah, that's
the
weird.
Fuck are you like, doing?
You're just smelling someone else.
That woman eats ass.
Did you guys just see the viral video of this woman getting arrested on the beach because she was masturbating?
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Yeah, a family caught her on the beach and she's an attractive woman. Okay. I'll give her that.
So is it, she's like but that voyage? What's that called?
Were you, voyeurism?
A voyeurism?
Yeah.
Voyage. Well, she was on the beach. She didn't think anybody was watching or anything, but like the family heard moaning.
Okay.
And then they look over and they see this woman and they said that she had a toy.
Oh.
And she had a vibrator.
Okay.
And so the cop video, like, go watch the video. I think like Drinking Bros did a whole segment on it, but if you go watch the video of her talking to the cops, at first she's like, this is a joke, right? You guys are not serious. This is like, did my one of my friends do this? Like, you guys are not serious, right? They're like, no, we, he was the, you know, the family described it, and then they said exactly what she did. And she's like, well, no, I was down in the water. And, you know, and then he's like, oh, well, can I check your backpack? Like, you know, if you don't have a vibrator, we can just, you know, call it good. And she's like, well, no, I stuck it in for 20 seconds and, you know, I just had an orgasm and that's, you know, I was really stressed out. And like, she just came out and admitted it and they cuffed her ass.
So what kids saw this?
Yes.
See, that's it. You got to draw a line. You got to draw a line.
For sure.
If I was walking down the beach,
like,
bro.
How would you just, how do you just assume no one can see you?
Exactly.
She's dumb. But I'm saying if you were on the beach and there was like no one, I wouldn't do this. But I'm saying if I was walking on a beach and there was no one around, no kids, none of that shit. And like you walk by and there's a lady up in the, you know, the brushy area at the top. Usually you see that she's doing her thing. I'm just keep walking. I'm not messing with that chick's fucking moment. You know what I mean? But if you have kids, I'm stopping. I'm calling the cops because like you don't want your kids to see it. Because there was that other video that went viral where the gal was fucking the dude on the Ferris wheel at a fucking amusement park. And some fucking kids were on it and saw the whole thing. Called the cops, dude, and they were like denying it. And they're like, bro, we have like all these kids saying it. We have video of like you doing, like you were leaned down, you were doing shit. And it's like, bro, what are you doing? Like, there are children. If you want to fuck in the car at the beach, don't care at all, dude. You want to fuck at a Target parking lot? Don't care. I actually like, there's something kind of hot about it. I gotta be honest with you. Like, that being like in a position where somebody may see you, you know? But like you can't do it when there's even the chance that there's gonna be kids around, man. And I guess that's hard.
But that's the point is like you never know.
Go to the back of the building between two dumpsters, you're fucking good.
It was the middle of the night.
Yeah, like you never know. Is there going to be a kid back there?
It was late. There was no kids.
Yeah, there was no kids.
Yeah. So that's the whole thing is like she's dumb, obviously, but she might be into the whole voyeurism thing, and she was probably like, yes, this is my thing. You know, I like to do this. And maybe she was hoping that there was a guy that saw her instead of a family.
Yeah, but that's you. That's on you, man. Like you know your surroundings, dude. Like, here's my thing. You couldn't have a blanket or like a beach towel that like, oh, there's people coming. You just stop for a minute, like chill the fuck out. Like you see kids
or just
coming,
like not moan.
Yeah, well, some people,
you know, if you're gonna be doing that like publicly and be like, oh, well, like how loud were you moaning, woman?
It's just echoing off like, man, the fucking waves are really crashing today. It's like,
yeah. Is that a mermaid, Mom?
Yeah, guy
Mom,
comes up
I heard a mermaid.
Guy comes up out of the water with a snorkel and he goes, was that an orca?
Yeah.
He like has an orca horn. Is it mating season yet?
God, dude. Jeez. You see all the crabs coming up and shit. And like,
I thought it smelled extra fishy around here.
Jeez, man.
Wait a second.
That's a weird one, man. Listen, I'm all about like people exploring their sexuality or doing things that they find, but you also can't fuck with other people's time and you can't fuck with other people's presence. You know what I'm saying? So if there's children around, lock her up, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's probably going to have to register as a sex offender now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And she'll probably get into porn. Like, let's be honest. She'll probably start an OnlyFans. Maybe. They'll probably let her.
Yeah, maybe. Remember that,
maybe
that cop
she,
that was banging
maybe
the guy?
She already has one. That's why she was comfortable doing it in public.
Possibly.
Oh, maybe she was recording a video.
Maybe she was.
Yeah. That's good. Dude, it's weird, man. Like I said, man, I'm all about it. Like, I think there are things that like people are into, and it's totally fine. And honestly, like me as a person, like you remember? I think I told you this, but like sixth grade, Mr. Reeves' class, I'm around there. We had a girl in that class.
Yeah.
We had a girl in that class that she wasn't all there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She wasn't all there. The way that the class was set up was a U shape. So the teacher was in the middle and like we were like lining the walls, but everybody's facing into the center. I sat straight across from this gal. I'll call her Al because it's A-L. There we go. I'll just call her the Al. You know what I mean? But I'm sitting there and I start noticing that she's doing something. She's doing something underneath. The desks are fucking open.
Yeah.
And I was in sixth grade, man. Like I was just starting to figure out the jerking off thing myself. You know what I mean? I'm like, you know, this is
Were bad. You the one who caught her?
I did, yeah.
Man. Okay. Wow.
But she
You're
was
patient zero.
Yeah, she was doing Ooh. She was doing shit. She was doing it. First it wasn't like a lot, like it maybe itchy, you know, like maybe that vibe. But it got to where it went like underneath the clothes and shit. And I raised my hand and I Mr. Reeves was one of our, he was a great teacher. Him and his wife both teached and stuff. And I raised my hand and I said, I need to tell you something, but I didn't want to say it out loud. Like I wasn't trying to embarrass her. We all knew that she was slower. Mm. And so we went outside the classroom for a second and he pulled her out and she went away. I don't know where
went
she
went away forever.
No, she ended up coming back. But I think that there was, they obviously had to have a discussion. They had to have a discussion with her about like what was appropriate or not. Cause I don't know if no one else said anything or was even like, you know, kids, sixth graders, bro, they're going to giggle and shit. And like the boys are going to be, no one else.
Well,
did
that like probably ruined her whole reputation, dude. Imagine that. Like, cause it did get out. Like, you know what I mean?
No, I don't know that it did. And I the way that the teacher handled it, he came in and he said, Amanda, I need to see outside. I just said her name, but who cares? I need to see outside. They went outside. And from my understanding, he later had come up to me and said that, like, he didn't say any names. He didn't say anybody. Like, he basically told her that he had noticed and that she needed to. So I don't know that she ever felt like anybody saw anything. Because, like I said, no one was giggling or, like, pointing fingers or any of that shit. But, you know, there's... I don't know why that came up, but I'm just saying people tend to do things they don't are understanding that it's an inappropriate time to do it. You know what I mean? Like if you want to be freaky, but also understand that there's a time and a place. You know what I mean?
Speaking of freaky, I don't know exactly what happened with this because I just seen a headline of it and that was it. But apparently some kind of air flight had to get stopped and like they were battling, like the flight attendants were like battling people, and this one lady was battling everybody else because apparently she was possessed.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. She was jumping over the seats.
Yeah. She was like saying that she was possessed, and they were trying to do like to exercise her on the plane or something. Well, there was like a priest like yelling out prayers and stuff.
There was there's a black woman that was walking up and down the thing too. And she was like, you know, this is real evil and it's going to kill all of you. Blah, blah. And I'm like, what kind of crazy nutbag?
She's straight up saying, these are the words from the devil and we're all going to die. And it was like,
you had a woman jumping over chairs, losing her mind. Dude's trying to restrain her. And then you had another woman walking around saying that's the real devil you're seeing, people. We're all dead. We're all going to. And I'm like, what kind of loony bin is this? Man. What is going on right now,
man? I can't even imagine being on that plane.
Oh, my God. And if the other girl would have been back on that plane, like that right there is evil.
It's not fucking real.
Well, hey, whoa. I'm just saying, like, what is with these women on these planes getting, like, losing their minds?
I don't know.
I don't know, dude.
But this flight was going from Houston to Denver. And wasn't the other flight going from Austin to somewhere with the whole like Tiffany Gomez? Like,
it was New York.
Motherfucker is not real.
Was it Austin, New York, or New York to Austin or something?
It was in Austin. Like they got her at Austin. They apprehended her at Austin because it was
before the plane even took off.
Was attacking people or something, or she did something to somebody.
Man, we got to look at those restaurants at the fucking local.
Yeah, airports. Where did they eat before that?
Or they're just heavily medicated, dude, and they're fucked up.
Were they down on Rainy Street?
I think people are fucked. Yeah, they might have been, dude. The old fucking Rainy Street killer.
Yeah.
Possessed. Yeah, that woman was losing her shit. You know what? Here's what I will say, like, in a feasible, realistic aspect. Like, flying to a lot of people is very scary. And it's like, you know, I
bring the demons out scary.
Well, hear me out. No, I don't love flying myself. I really don't. I don't hate it. I don't love it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel easy when we're in the air, fine, but like the takeoff, landing, I'm just like, ugh. And for a lot of people, it could be like high anxiety that kicks in, and this shit, especially if you're not all mentally there, maybe that anxiety or that, like, the feeling of the whole thing, if you're afraid, like, it's triggering like these emotions, you know. I don't know. Alcohol, I mean, they shouldn't let people drink in airports. I gotta be real with you, they should. Danielson, you shit your pants.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Well, what's the point? Like, where do you, like, here's the deal.
What's the point of having a drink at the airport?
I don't think I've ever had a drink at the airport. I'm not sure that maybe if we
you went, liar.
Have I?
When we were when
yes,
came
you've
to Texas
had it. Yes, you've drank. Dude.
Okay, so okay, with us maybe, but yeah. I'm saying when I went with the family, like, we're just going on a plane trip or something, I don't just go sit and have a drink. Like, I don't drink that much anyways. I just don't understand, like, why, like, you don't go to the Greyhound station back in the day to go a bus trip and they just serve you alcohol before you get in the bus. You know, like, it's weird that you're taking a trip in the air with other people locked in a thing and they're actually serving you something that potentially to the right person could maybe trigger something. You know what
I'm
saying?
And then they serve you more on the plane.
They serve you more on the plane.
I mean, people love the drink, man.
I know they do, but you can't just say, like, no drinking at the airport. Like, you couldn't maybe say that?
They'd lose a lot of business.
This one's weird, dude. I'm reading the story here.
What, the devil woman?
Yeah. Well, and it reminds me, there was another story of a completely naked woman who was attacking people in, like, a parking lot. And I think that was in Texas, too. I could be wrong, but I think it was in, like, one of those southern states.
He's so, like, call me out on Patreon. Huh. I feel like family. You are family, bro.
So what does it say, like, what initiated this whole thing?
No.
Like, why did she start?
A flight,
like,
turned chaotic when a woman began screaming and yelling in the air, causing one passenger to begin preaching in the aisle.
Yes, that's the woman. That was the woman, dude. And she was preaching, dude. You know what I mean? Like, real preaching. Like,
this was on. Devil. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, this was on Frontier Airlines Flight 1161 on November 16.
Mm. Okay.
And then the video of the passenger on the airplane shows the unidentified woman being restrained by the members, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
the flight was diverted to Dallas.
She was, they were refraining, like, holding her back, and she was jumping over seats onto people. And people were, like, moving out of the way and shit. It was like, yeah, I mean, it was definitely, like, an intense situation, dude. But I think
she looked like one of those possessed people in the movies where they always have, like, the what's those kinds of the the kind of people that can bend all weird.
Oh yeah, like contortion.
Oh yeah, contortion.
She looked like that climbing over seats. Like she somehow turned into a spider.
She wasn't small either. You know what I mean? Like she was moving well for her size. You know what I mean? Like she was getting possessed, around.
Bro.
Here's the deal: how many flights happen a day? You know, there's thousands of fucking flights a day that are up in the air that people doing shit. And it's like any other news that we've talked about before. Like you're always gonna hear about the craziest stories. You know what I mean? Like this shit like is not probably that common. But like obviously if you see it and some now we got film, everybody has a phone. They're filming this shit and like I'm guessing she had a mental breakdown. Like that's just what it comes down to. She just literally had something happen, some breakdown, whether it's alcohol, medications. People are crazy. Like some people are just fucking crazy.
I think we're reverting back to old times where we just blame everything on demons.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It's the Salem witch trial all over again.
Like anytime someone has some kind of breakdown or they think something weird.
Yeah.
It's demons.
I mean, maybe there's something to it.
Well, I think so. I think when you're looking at like demons, like, you know, I think that the idea is that they're taking over your body and making you do things that you wouldn't normally do.
Yeah.
You know? But I think possessed is like racist. Yeah, I think it's used like a lot. Like, possessed. Oh, that boy's possessed, you know, but it's like, man, he's actually psychic, weird fucking dude. You know what I mean? Like, he's not possessed. He's just fucking weird, you know?
Dang, dude. She was like climbing all over these.
Yeah.
Yeah. You watching the video right now?
Yeah.
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 Her back is on the ceiling on the airplane.
Yeah.
And she's going from chair to chair. She's like, she does look like a contortionist.
What was that from Talladega Nights where he said, I'm a spider monkey? Or he's like, you know, that thing.
Yeah, dude. Maybe she was possessed. And like,
well, it didn't help that the lady was preaching. Like, that's what really, like, to me, that's what threw it over the edge. Was like, she was being weird and everybody's like, what the fuck? And then this lady is marching down the aisle like,
oh, Lord Jesus, this is the real devil.
You're all
going to die.
If that happened, I would be like, oh my God, we're all going to die.
That is the real devil's voice coming out of that lady.
Yeah, and they're like, I smell the demon. And Anderson's like, it's my pants. I'm sorry.
I shit myself. Yeah. He would just come clean, dude.
Yeah, well, he wasn't clean, you know, but
he would try to.
I have to fucking say it. That was one of the funniest stories I've ever heard in my life, you know, honestly. But yeah, no, it's weird. You're weird, man. But people do. People lose their shit. Like, you expect to see this, man. Anytime you throw people in
there, expect to see that.
I think, like, it's bound to happen.
I've never seen someone just absolutely lose their shit.
Never? Mm-hmm.
No.
You've never seen someone lose their mind in a public
space? Not like this. No. Not like this.
You have?
Yeah, dude, absolutely. Like, working in the mall and shit, like, or back in the day, like, yes, I've seen just people...
Letting the demons come out of them?
Just fucking crazy people, dude. Yeah, absolutely. Now, I don't know, like, a different scenario, right? They're in a plane, she's climbing seas. Like, that's not, like, you don't see that at the mall.
Well,
But people just losing their minds?
I've seen people, like, in public, like, clearly they're on something or, like that. But I've never seen, like, I don't know, like, people not there anymore climbing over counters and just fucking...
I've never seen people get pissed off. Like, I've had a dude get so pissed off, like, threaten to, like, fight you and shit because something didn't go right with an order, you know, people spending money. But it's like one of those things where it's just
a breakdown can be many different things. And there was the other video where it was like a Karen video, but it really wasn't. But there was like that white woman complaining at a fucking American Eagle, and then she like somebody said something and she like lost her shit. She was like flopping around on the floor like crying. But she was like flopping on the floor. She was crying. She would stop crying and start screaming, and then she would cry. Yeah. And she'd like tell people. And she was just flopping around like a fish on the floor, dude. That woman had a breakdown. She kind of did that. That's actually kind of
what she sounded like.
That sounded like what her body meat was skipping across the floor. Like,
dude, Danielson's like,
I'm sorry, man.
Damn it again.
Dude, it's funny.
We gotta bring this story up.
It's funny.
I'm like, Danielson, you kind of made your own bed here. You know what I mean?
A little bit. But you know what?
Now you have to sit in it.
Hey, man, we all have our demons, if you know, to kind of play it back. We all have our little things that we did. So you shit, I dumpstered. Greg did something. I don't know what he did. Chris probably did something.
Mine was my porno in the SLU.
SLU porn. Yep. That was that.
We always, you know, slinging the SLU.
Yeah, yeah, it's weird. Dude, another video that I saw that I thought was interesting, not really funny, but actually kind of realistic. There's a video of like the soccer team. This is actually like an older video, but I just saw it and it kind of resurfaced. There's a video.
Do we want to save this for Wednesday? It's almost closing time,
oh,
right?
Oh shit! Well, I'll just describe it then. Okay. Then we can maybe.
Oh, a teaser. A teaser.
Yeah. So there is the video, and maybe a lot of you have seen it before. I've seen it before, but there was a video where it showed. I'm guessing like the national, like women's national soccer team, and they're standing like there's a child standing in front of them.
In front of each of them.
Yeah, they all have like a kid. I don't know if they're like another kid soccer team, and all the girls have like their hands on the girls' shoulders in front of them, and they're kind of like rubbing their shoulders and like patting them on the head, And so you see that video, and then you see like they kind of show comments from like Twitter, and it says like, this is the best thing. Like these girls, like they care so much about these young girls, and it's so great that these role models, yada yada, right? Just praising how good. The same thing happened with the men's team, and they had. Now here's the difference, though, is they did have like I think girls as well, like in that 7, 8, 9, 10 year old age range, but they were standing behind the girls, and they were doing the same thing. They had their hands on their shoulders, like some were patting their head and stuff, and the comments were. These people are disgusting. Look how uncomfortable these girls are. They didn't look uncomfortable, but they're just like, how dare they put their hands on these poor innocent girls? And I was just curious, like what you thought about, I mean, that's really kind of what I wanted to go with. It was like, what do you think about that kind of like, it's fine for one, not the other. Was it just because that they were girls and they were men, but it was also in front of a stadium with cameras. Like they weren't doing anything inappropriate. Like, shouldn't there be male role models also for women, you know what I'm saying? Like, or should they just have not had their hands? Like, how do you approach that? It was, I kind of thought about it. And I'm like, I do see some sides. Like, I don't know if I would, put my hands on a girl's shoulder that I didn't know. But at the same time, like the thing was innocent as a whole package, right? So like, it's weird that like they were like ripped up and down and the women were praised, endlessly. Yeah. So it was kind of like a weird situation, but I don't know, man. We'll have to. We'll show the video.
Sexist society that we live in. Jeez,
just double standards, man. Just double standards.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, I had fun. This is a good show.
Yeah. No, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, man. I like the idea of like just like hashing out some of these weird fucking people in this world, man. Don't eat a leg. That's true. Maybe don't smoke your leg. If you want to keep it around, so be it. But don't let somebody nibble on it. That's for damn sure.
Definitely not.
That's my kind of message for you all. Don't eat your own meat. You know what I mean?
Don't eat other people's legs. Respect other people's dead legs.
Greg, cheers to you, man. Cheers to you,
Chris. All right, everybody.
Guys, cheers, take care of yourselves. We will be back on Wednesday.
Absolutely. Later. Sayonara, everybody.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.